Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio KCAW in Sitka. I'm Tina Bachmeyer, your host this morning, and I'm joined in the studio with Captains Matthew and Charlene Morrow of the Sitka Salvation Army. Good morning, Matthew.
Good morning.
And good morning, Charlene.
Good morning.
Thank you both so much for being with me this morning. I would love to just know a little bit more about what is Salvation Army.
Well, the Salvation Army is a church. We started in 1865 in London, England, and our founder, William Booth, believed that more should be done, and so he built the church on the concept of, if Jesus was here today, what would he be doing? And so that's why we have our food bank, that's why we have feeding programs, that's why we have all that we have, is because we believe that that's what Jesus would be doing.
And what programs do you have here in Sitka?
In Sitka, we have a five-day-a-week feeding program from 11:30 to 1:30. We also have a food bank. We pay rental assistance and emergency gas and electricity. We also have children's programmings as well as our church programming.
And you both are new to Sitka. Where were you? Where are you moving from?
We had some opportunities to serve in Sheridan, Wyoming, San Diego, California, Honolulu, Hawaii, Oakland, California. And our last appointment we served at was Sheridan, Wyoming. So.
And how has it been in Sitka so far?
Oh, we love it. We love it. It's been an absolute blast since we've been here. We've really gotten to know people in the community, and they've been really open and welcomed us into the community. And my wife and I grew up in Seattle, Washington, and along the Oregon coast. So this is like coming home, except the winters might be a little bit more harsh here, but that's okay. It's nice to be out of the winters from Wyoming. But we really have really felt welcome since we've been in Sitka.
Yes, it's a nice sense of community.
And what, can you tell me just a little bit more about the children's programs that you have?
Sure. We have a couple different styles of children programming. Of course, we have Sunday school every Sunday at 10 a.m. And then we also have what is called the character building programs. The character building programs are very similar to the Boys and Girls Scouts. But in our program, they earn badges for building character, such as responsibility, respect, sense of community. We also have even things like how to repair a bike badge and future career badge and things like that. Things that will help a young child grow so that they can be an active member of the community when they get older. We also have a teen program that we do Friday nights. And our teen program is based on a teen community. What we want to do is we draw the teens in and really give them a sense that they belong, as well as they're responsible for their own actions. That's a constant lesson that we're teaching in our teen programs, that they're responsible for their own actions and they need to follow through in their responsibilities.
Is there anything fun that you have done in the past at this teen program for you?
Oh, yeah. We have lots of outings that we do with our teen programs. We take them to the movies. We, go to McDonald's and just chill. We really try to balance it. And so it's mostly us getting the teens out into the community and seeing where we can where they can fit in, as well as how to go out into the community in a respectful and responsible manner.
And so you've moved a lot, it seems like, in service. So that seems like a really challenging thing to do. Why do you do this work?
The Salvation Army, in our position as Salvation Army officers, it's kind of like serving in the military. A military family moves every couple of years or so, and that's what we signed up to do. Basically telling the Salvation Army and God, we will go where you want us to serve, whether it's Oakland, California, Sitka, Alaska, you know, and every so many years in the Salvation Army, us as Salvation Army officers, my wife and I, we get a phone call. And the Salvation Army says, you're now being appointed to Sitka, Alaska, and here's your report date. Mm-hmm. Have a blessed time, you know, and have a wonderful ministry there. Mm-hmm. And that's what we do. And we salute and go. And so it's an opportunity for us to basically serve in other communities and around the country. So Alaska's a first for us. We've been to Anchorage a few times to do some internship when we're preparing to be Salvation Army officers, but this is the first time we've actually got to stay and serve in Alaska. Mm-hmm. So,
is there anything unique that you guys have noticed? I mean, you've been here for a short time, but anything unique about Sitka as a community?
Well, I think it's probably the sense of community that Sitka has. Mm-hmm. We've been in lots of different locations, larger cities that our families had a hard time sliding into where we belong. But that is not the case here in Sitka. It has been really wonderful being able to just be engulfed right into the community and the community activities. We really love that. As well as, you know, the sense that people want us here and want us to, you know, help the community. And that's really a unique thing too.
Do you guys have any dreams or hopes for Sitka or your time here in Sitka?
Well, our hope and our dream is that in Sheridan, Wyoming, we lived about 15 miles from the Crow Indian Reservation, and we were able to teach our character building programs right in the classrooms. And that's something that we would really like to do here, whether that's perhaps maybe during class time or even after school or before school, so that more children are exposed to the character building programs. It's just a fabulous program that that could help the whole community, and that's something that we're really hoping and dreaming that we'll start here as well.
And how can Sitka support you guys in this mission, from youth programs to your food programs? And
absolutely. Well, the main thing right now, the emergency need that is right now, is our food bank is desperately low. We're particularly low in meat items, whether that's frozen meat from your hunt last year, or and you want to clear out your freezer, or whether it's canned meat. That's the thing that we're always struggling with. Or if you are wanting to volunteer, of course, we have lots of volunteer opportunities. We have our little store, which is our thrift store, is always looking for volunteers, and all the proceeds from our little store go to help run all of our programs. We are looking for somebody to help organize our shelving for our food bank, as well as help in cook in our food program. And then, of course, we always need help with the children. So if you're interested in any of those things, or if you could help us money-wise, we would really appreciate it.
And if anyone is interested in supporting you in all the ways that you just said, or getting involved in your program, your office number is 747-3358.
That is correct.
Do you guys have anything else to add this morning?
Well, we just want to thank Sitka for welcoming us so much. We come with 3 children, mm-hmm. and so it's not just my husband and myself, but it's us as a family, and we just want to thank Sitka for welcoming us and welcoming our family here.
Thank you both so much for being with me this morning.
Thank you for having us.
Nina, I understand you're the Sitka Farmers Market Manager again this summer. What can we expect?
Local produce, fish, cottage foods, arts and crafts, and lots of fun.
How do I find the markets?
At the A&B Founders Hall. There are 7 markets this summer on selected Saturdays from July through September. You can go to SickaLocalFoodsNetwork.org for the exact dates. SNAP and WIC benefits are matched thanks to a grant from the Whitey. Funding is provided by the Alaska Comprehensive Cancer Partnership and SEARCH.
The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. If you've walked a beach recently, anywhere in the world, you've seen plastic. Every tide tosses ashore a fresh catch of bags, bottles, syringes, and other debris. The seas are brimming with the stuff, and it can be disheartening to find plastic soiling otherwise pristine coasts. But this unsightly garbage obscures a more insidious problem. Much of the ocean's plastics are less than a 16th of an inch in size. Whether you're way up in northern Alaska or at the tip of the Florida Keys, they're there. To study this, researchers collect samples by pressing metal rings into the sand below the line of debris left by high tide. Then back in the lab, they dried, sifted, and spun the sand with a high-density saline solution to separate out the bits of plastic, which they painstakingly counted under a microscope. What they found was alarming. Microplastics were present in every sample. Wisconsin's Apostle Island National Lakeshore had the highest recorded concentration of microplastics, 285 particles per kilo of sand. And Alaska's Sitka National Historical Park had the lowest, an average of 21 particles per kilo.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and the Cincinnati Zoo, with support from Cincinnati Public Radio members to spread the good news of the natural world.
The annual Sitka Seafood Festival kicks off this week with events like a seafood lunch, a fillet class, and wet feet storytelling, leading up to our main events, the Wild Salmon Day Block Party on the night of Friday, August 10th at 5 at Crescent Harbor, featuring a potluck, live music, and beer garden. Festivities continue on Saturday, August 11th, starting at 10 a.m. with a farmers market, vendors, kids' games, tote races, and more beer garden. Be sure to check out our website for detailed information and schedules at sitkaseafoodfestival.com.
Good morning. The time is 8:28 a.m. and today is Tuesday, August 7th, 2018. It is currently 56 degrees outside here in Sitka, with rainy skies this morning. In today's updated marine forecast, a synopsis for Southeast Alaska outside waters. A weather front will move across the central Gulf today and into the eastern Gulf by this evening. The front will gradually move onshore Southeast Alaska tomorrow through Thursday. Cape Decision to Cape Edgecombe small craft advisory late tonight. Today, south winds 10 knots, seas 5 feet. Tonight, south winds 25 knots, seas 7 feet. Rain late. Cape Edgecombe to Cape Fairweather small craft advisory today through late tonight. Today, south winds increasing to 25 knots in the afternoon. Seas 5 feet, building to 8 feet with rain. Tonight, south winds 30 knots, seas 9 feet, and rain. Cape Fairweather to Icy Cape small craft advisory today through late tonight. Today, southwest winds 28 knots, becoming south 30 knots in the afternoon. Seas 6 feet, building to 9 feet, and rain. Tonight, southwest winds 25 knots, seas 10 feet, rain.
For Southeast Alaska inside waters, Icy Strait today, small craft advisory this morning and late tonight. Today, southwest winds 25 knots, becoming southeast 15 knots, strongest winds west of Glacier Bay. Seas 5 feet and rain. Tonight, southeast winds 25 knots, seas 5 feet, with rain. Northern Chatham Strait small craft advisory late tonight. Today, south winds increasing to 15 knots, seas building to 3 feet, rain. Tonight, south winds 25 knots, seas 5 feet, rain. Southern Chatham Strait small craft advisory late tonight. Today, south winds 10 knots, seas 2 feet or less. Tonight, south winds 25 knots, seas 5 feet, rain late. And taking a look at our zone forecast for our listening region for Sitka and Port Alexander, heavy rain expected through Thursday. Today, rain likely, highs around 60, south winds to 10 miles per hour. Port Alexander, chance of rain, highs in the mid-60s. Tonight, rain, lows in the mid-50s, south winds to 15 miles per hour, with gusts to around 30 miles per hour. Port Alexander, chance of rain today. And tomorrow, rain may be heavy at times, highs around 60, south winds to 15 miles per hour. Tenneke Springs, heavy rain expected through Thursday. Today, rain, highs in the mid-60s, east winds to 10 miles per hour. And tonight, rain may be heavy at times, lows in the mid-50s, east winds to 10 miles per hour. Pelican and Elfin Cove, heavy rain expected through Thursday. Today, rain, highs around 60, southeast winds to 10 miles per hour, with gusts to around 30 miles per hour. Tonight, rain. Rain may be heavy at times, lows in the mid-50s, southeast winds to 15 miles per hour. Angoon today, heavy rain expected through Thursday. Today, rain likely, highs in the mid-60s, light winds. Tonight, rain, lows in the mid-50s, south winds to 15 miles per hour. Cake today, cloudy, slight chance of rain, highs in the mid-60s, light winds. And tonight, rain likely, lows in the mid-50s, east winds to 10 miles per hour. Yakutat today, heavy rain expected through Thursday. Today, rain may be heavy at times, highs around 60, south winds to 15 miles per hour, with gusts to around 30 miles per hour. This morning, the sun rose at 5:12 a.m. and it will set this evening at 9 p.m. It's a total of 15 hours and 47 minutes of daylight. That's a loss of 4 minutes and 18 seconds from yesterday. And out in the Sitka Sound this morning, there will be a high tide of 7 feet at 10:32 a.m., a low tide of 3.5 feet at 3:41 p.m., a high tide of 10 feet at 9:56 p.m., and a low tide of minus 0.7 feet at 5:03 a.m. tomorrow morning. Taking a look at our community calendar now, things happening in Sitka today. Sitka Outreach and Support Lifeline Group meets 2 p.m. today at St. Peter's Sea House. The collaborative community group addresses the needs of those experiencing poverty and homelessness. For information, you can contact Julia Smith at 738-6336. There's a special meeting of the Raven Radio Board of Directors today at 5 p.m. The documentary Happening, an Energy Revolution, directed by James Redford, is given a free screening tonight at 5:30 p.m. at Sitka Public Library. Sitkins Against Family Violence hosts a Survivors Empowerment Group for all 5:30 p.m. every Tuesday. Dinner is provided. For more information, you can call Peg or Natalie at 747-3370. Sitka School Board holds a work session this evening at 6 p.m. in the district boardroom to discuss the communication plan. All are invited to learn to use their own experiences to create characters, make them talk to each other, and tell the stories that matter to themselves at 7 p.m. this evening at the Yaw Art Center. Playwright Sam Silbiger will lead the seminar that equips participants of any skill level to learn the fundamentals of playwriting and see them acted out by the end of the evening. The event is free and designed for teens and adults. You can call Sitka Fine Arts Camp for more information. Tomorrow, Wednesday, August 8th, there are a couple things happening in the community. Participants in the Sitka Public Library's Rock 2018 Summer Reading Program must claim their prizes by tomorrow. Excuse me, by August 11th. And tomorrow, Senator Lisa Murkowski speaks at the Chamber of Commerce noon luncheon. It starts at 11:30 a.m. at Westmark Sitka Banquet Room. Fee for listening, which includes drinks, is $5. And today in Sitka, we have three cruise ships in. The Star Legend will be at Inside Old Sitka Dock from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. today with 212 passengers. The Infinity will be at Outside Old Sitka Dock from 10:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. with 2,170 passengers. And the Seabird will be at Petro Marine Dock from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. with 62 passengers aboard. Tune in this Wednesday at 10 a.m. tomorrow for a new show, Line One from Alaska Public Media. Line One is a weekly health news interview and call-in show. This morning on Raven News, Ocean Beauty Seafoods will permanently close the company's cannery in Petersburg. And in a split vote Thursday, the Ketchikan City Council opted to move forward with an ordinance to restrict the intentional feeding of eagles within city limits. After decades of debate, Alaska is now one step closer to being able to build new roads in the Tongass National Forest. And Alaskans have heard stories for years about how climate change is affecting subsistence hunting and fishing. Now researchers are trying to quantify that impact. You can find most Raven News stories again on our website, kcaw.org. Stay tuned with Raven Radio this morning. After more NPR, Rich McClear will be in with the Good Day Radio Show. It's 20 minutes before 9 a.m. This is Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. Have a wonderful day.
Morning edition from NPR News. I'm David Green.
And I'm Noelle King. Good morning. There's a special election today in Ohio that's getting a lot of national attention. The 12th Congressional District represents suburban Columbus, and it has been reliably Republican for more than 30 years. But a longtime incumbent, Pat Tebury, resigned, and the race to succeed him has become very competitive. Danny O'Connor, a 31-year-old Democrat, is posing a real challenge to the Republican candidate, Troy Balderson, so much so that President Trump traveled to the district last weekend to rally for Balderson.
To continue our incredible success, we must elect more Republicans, and we must elect Troy Balderson. We have to elect Troy.
Henry Gomez is a political reporter for BuzzFeed. He's been covering this race. Good morning, Henry.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Happy to have you. Tell us a little bit about O'Connor, the Democrat, and Balderson, the Republican.
So Danny O'Connor is a young up-and-coming